From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A few weeks ago, we featured a story about a little girl who was worshipped as a goddess in her native Nepal. 10-year-old Sajane Shakya was the first living goddess ever to visit the United States. But it seems that trip got her fired. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this update.
Sajane Shakya was chosen to be a goddess when she was 2 years old. She was one of several little girls worshipped until puberty by Buddhists and Hindus in the Kathmandu Valley. Sajane came to the United States to promote a documentary about the goddesses, also known as Kumaris.
Sometimes I don't feel like going on my throne when Mommy asks me.
Other high-ranking Kumaris lead isolated, devotional lives, but in addition to her duties, Sajane attended regular school and played video games with friends. Her trip was fully approved, says British documentarian Ishbel Whitaker. So she was surprised when a temple elder accused Sajane of breaking tradition by leaving the country.
We have a relationship with other priests there. So what I can only think is that there is a kind of Machiavellian backbiting scene there.
Whitaker suspects the decision to fire Sajane was made by a small group of hardline priests. Her independent modern childhood could soon be the future of all Kumaris, so Whitaker believes she's being punished by the old guard. Sajane is on holiday in India, but she spoke with the filmmaker this morning.
She didn't seem concerned about it at all. She's just really excited about going to school, and she didn't seem to be particularly held back by it.
Sajane may lose the monthly pension that goes to former goddesses, but Whitaker says private donors will support her education all the way through college. Whitaker says although Sajane is no longer goddess, she thinks she'll always have an interesting life. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
You can hear about Sajane Shakya's visit to Washington, D.C., and see clips from the documentary Living Goddesses at npr.org.